Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 804 on ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. The number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, we started the show with the Texans' offensive line, if you missed that. Nick Cayley talking about fixing the offensive line from the inside out. The Texans pick up Laken Tomlinson from this former San Francisco 49er, a guy that D'Amico knows. And we'll see, you know what, he's a body, and we'll find out whether or not he may be a starter. I don't know. You know what? There's a chance he starts, right?
There's a good chance he starts.
Yeah.
He's in the room to compete for a job, for the right tackle job, more than likely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I would say he's on course to be the starter, Jarrett Patterson on the bench, and I don't know. I don't know, because right now I would say, no, you don't have – I take it back. Right now it's probably Laken Tomlinson, Juice, and Patterson, and I don't think that's good enough. You still need to get somebody in the draft.
Well, where's Blake Fisher playing then?
Right side.
Oh, you said right tackle for Tomlinson.
A right guard, I mean.
Right guard.
So you got Thomason, right guard, Juice, left guard, and center is Patterson. I don't think that's good enough. I think you need to add more competition.
Well, is Juice the one that is right now on the bubble?
For what? No, you don't have a guard. You don't have a starting guard at the left side.
So right now, it's Titus Howard at left tackle. It's Juice at left guard, Patterson at center, Tomlinson at right guard, and Blake Fisher at right tackle.
Yeah, I think Tomlinson was the right guard. So, yeah, that's what it looks like.
Okay.
You still need more help. You need more competition.
Yes. Still got Kendrick Green.
Are you sure he's not a free agent?
No, I think he's still on the team.
Okay.
You still got Kendrick Green. And who else do you have?
I mean, you don't have a lot. No. Let me look at their depth chart right now. But you still need help. Like, you still need, and not just depth, you need competition. You need competition. Now, the Texans re-signed defensive players like Mario Edwards is coming back. They re-signed him, for example, MJ Stewart. Some of these signings are just going to fill up the roster. They'll compete for spots, but I still think you need a plugger in the middle. They talked about getting better inside. What have they done to get better inside?
Yeah. You still got Zach Thomas. Austin Breaker.
No, look, Austin Deculus. Austin Deculus is still on this team.
Deculus? Well, they just drafted him.
He was a sixth rounder, but he was a not making
Jalen Thomas, Ladarius Henderson.
Nah, these are all throwaways.
Yeah.
Ladarius Henderson, you drafted in the seventh round last year. He didn't make I think he was practice squad, I believe. Austin Deculus wasn't a hit, and he's very limited athletically.
This is a bad.
Kendrick Green is a free agent.
You've got
Nick Breaker, who is just a guy. Like, Zach Thomas came in the middle of the season. He was a street free agent, I think. Yes, this is definitely not good enough. Jalen Thomas, just a guy. I liked him coming out when he came out of SMU, but he's more of a zone scheme guy. So, yeah, you need. You know what? You may draft two offensive linemen. You may draft one defensive lineman, two offensive linemen. From the look of this, I don't know that you're going to draft a wide receiver. I think you're just going to be a little bit light in the wide receiver room.
Well, I mean, that's why you picked up Christian Kirk. And I mean, is Mechie still part of the program?
Yeah, he's under contract.
Xavier
So if you keep,
you got six, Justin Watson, you got obviously Nico. I think this is what you're going to go to war with. I think you may add a body, but and you got Wayne. I mean, I think
so. They had seven wide receivers on October 1st. They had seven wide receivers on there. So right now, for example, you'd have Nico Collins, Christian Kirk. Well, see, Tank Dell doesn't count. He's on the roster, but he doesn't count. So you'd have John Metchie, Braxton Berrios, Xavier Hutchinson, and Justin. John Metchie, Braxton Berrios. Yeah, Justin Watson, Xavier Hutchinson, and then Jared Wayne. That would be right now, everybody you got on your roster would make the team.
Yeah.
A wide receiver.
Yeah.
Right now.
That's why I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure that.
And that's like a they're just a bunch of guys who are fours and fives, mostly fives.
You don't draft a wide receiver until maybe late, because
so you're not. I mean, you don't want to. So basically, your three are Nico Collins, Christian Kirk, and John Metchie. You good with that?
And Justin Watson.
I don't think. I mean, yeah, four.
I mean,
five.
He played. If he could play for the Chiefs,
I think he's battling Hutchinson for playing time. I think they're battling for the same spot, basically. Braxton Berrios is battling Metchie right now.
Braxton Berrios is a kick returner. I'm not sure.
No, he's a little. He's a short arm pass.
I mean, if Justin Watson can be on the field for the Chiefs, he can be on the field for the Texans.
I'm willing to look at wide receivers as early as the third. I probably don't want to do it before now, just because I know how much is needed on offensive line and defensive line.
I wouldn't, if they use their first two picks on offensive line, I'd be fine with it.
I'm fine. I just want good players. If you use a wide receiver and it's a good player, I don't care. Like I don't get too locked into it has to be needs, because you're always mad at yourself 2 years later when you realize, man, we let this guy was a good player. Why didn't we draft him? So I just want good players. But if you got good players on the offensive line, if you got guys who can start and upgrade you at all, I'm all for that. Because I think you have to get a better offensive lineman in here. You got to get a better wide receiver in the room. Like, you need legitimate wide receiver who can make the top five. You need an offensive lineman who can compete for a starting job this year. You need that.
Yep.
You need that. You have to have that competition. Defensively, you got Rankins back. So you got Settle, Rankins, Mario Edwards. But then Hynish is just a guy, Tommy Tagai, you added late. Your interior needs work. I mean, Settle was okay. Sheldon Rankins is, you know, he is who he is. Mario Edwards, but where's the run plug in the middle? They wanted to get better against the run. I don't see it. Folu is probably going somewhere else. So that's a position that you have to add. You have to draft. At linebacker, let's see. To'o Al-Shaair, you've got Christian Harris, Nick Neiman, who they brought in last year, more of a teams guy. Jake Hansen's okay. I mean, Jamal Hill will be in his second year. I mean, they might not make that a priority. Actually, I don't think they'll make linebacker any kind of a priority. Cornerback, Stingley, Petrie.
You need another corner.
Yes, you do, because Tremont Smith is just a special team player. Yeah. Yeah, actually, you really need. So you got D'Angelo Ross.
So Tremont I'm looking Smith at 33rd teams.
You're right. You got to get a corner.
I'm looking at, this is the DB room.
At you 33rd, don't need a safety. You're good at safety now.
33rd team me. Says the Texans DB room is loaded. Derek Stingley, Kalen Bullock, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Kamari Lassiter, Jimmy Ward, and Jalen Petrie. Basically four of the six are safeties. Yeah. Loaded, except at corner. I mean, unless are you gonna do Jalen at the nickel again?
Yes, yes. They are 100%. But they still don't have any depth. Just forget Jalen. Like, Jalen's out. That's not even up for discussion. They want to go big nickel, so they're not going away from that. But who are their backups? Miles Bryan is a free agent and don't care anyway. He's a small guy. Who are your outside corners? You have D'Angelo Ross, not good enough to step in and be a starter. And then that's it. Everyone else is a free agent. Akuda, Kadar Holman. Holman was an add-in during the year. Akuda was a bust. Chris Boyd had some moments, but, you know, mostly on special teams. Well, he got in trouble in the playoff game, got a 15-yard penalty. You may remember that. Yep. For throwing his helmet. You have to add. You're right.
pushing his coach and throwing his
helmet. You have to add two to three cornerbacks to the room.
Yeah.
I mean, Tremont Smith is a special teamer. So you have to, there has to be two more. So you need two corners. You need a defensive tackle. You need a wide receiver, and you need an offensive lineman. There are five that you really must have that. You really got to have that. So there's five of your draft picks that kind of are spoken for, honestly, from a positional standpoint. From a tight end standpoint, I don't think they're going to do anything because they got Stover, Brevin Jordan, and Dalton Schultz under contract, but we all would love to see Dalton Schultz beat it because he doesn't want to block at all. Like, just, I know you're a pass-catching tight end. We just want a little bit of effort. If you got a chip, can you at least get a shoulder on somebody?
Just a little something. Just a little something.
By the way, that can't sit well with D'Amico. That can't sit well with him.
No.
He wants this mentality, and he's okay with that. There's no way he's
How
okay
much
with
more
that.
Is Cade Stover going to be
a lot more.
Part of the
A offense. Lot more.
Yeah.
Cade Stover's
I don't know, but they're paying Dalton. He's going to be on the field.
Well, but Cade is going to be the second tight end, and they're going to probably use two tight sets. But I could see Cade Stover. Like, Cade Stover will block. He'll give effort. He'll block, and he's pretty good. He's pretty good. I think he's an ascending tight end. Coming out, I thought, man, he's an athlete. If they – and the Texans targeted him. They really wanted him. So I think he's going to play a much bigger role this year.
Yep.
I really do. And if Dalton's not willing to block, you may see – when they go to three wide receiver sets, from the looks of the lineup right now, I think we're going to see a lot of two tight end sets. It'll be a lot of Christian Kirk, Nico Collins, Cade Stover, and Dalton Schultz. We'll be getting some of that.
Yep. Oh, he likes – no, he likes 12. He even likes 13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they got
– Kaylee. And he don't mind having three tight ends on the field.
But Brevin Jordan, you have that ability to do that.
Yep. All right. Let's break it. 713-780-3776. Keith wants to talk about the Ravens. I mean, Keith. Isn't there a Baltimore radio show that you could call about the Ravens?
Baltimore. It's called Baltimore.
It's Baltimore.
Baltimore. In Baltimore, the T is
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, Keith, no one cares. Honestly, one cares about
you
Ravens
care
football.
You can't beat the Ravens.
No, I don't know that.
They are our Golden State Warriors right now.
Yeah. So are the Chiefs, and so are the Bills. Well, we beat the Bills, so take that.
It's just
why don't you pay Josh Allen when we're beating your ass?
We've actually beat the Chiefs before, too. I don't think we've ever beaten the Ravens.
Never.
Remember when Lamar embarrassed Deshaun in the year that Deshaun looked like an MVP and Lamar embarrassed the whole team?
Well, wasn't – oh, no. Was it the pulling the ox out of the ditch was a Ravens game, too, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It was a Sunday night game.
Yep.
Yep. Pulling the ox out of the ditch. Hey, listen, here's the dirty little secret in Texas. We don't have any state income tax, but you know how they get you? Property tax. Boy, do they ever. If you've got a high mortgage payment, guess what? I don't care what your mortgage payment is. They're going to keep going up. Your property taxes are going to keep going up and up and up and up. And listen, it gets complicated. You can try to do this yourself, but Own Well, this is what they do. 86% of their customers receive a reduction in their property taxes. An average saving of $1,100. Average saving. That's average. So in a lot of cases, it's a lot more. Hundreds of thousands of happy customers, 5-star reviews. You have got to fight the government about your property taxes. If you don't, you let it go. Oh, okay, that's okay. No, it's not okay, because the next time it's going up again, and then it's going up again, and all you're going to keep on doing is paying more, and they're going to go the max every single time. They go the max, and you need to go to the mats with Own Well. The deadline to protest is May 15th for most counties. You save money on your property taxes with Own Well. Sign up in less than 3 minutes, and you get your protest started today. They do everything. Ownwell.com, OWNWELL.com. Tell them you heard it right here.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Cam Smith joined Johnny G's list of first ballot Hall of Famers, joining Chaz, Jake, and Yiner. I never said Jake. Stop. Or Chaz. I love Chaz's catch in the World Series. Yiner. Yiner's going to be there. Don't worry. Correa. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'll admit those. But stop, Jake.
Jake.
Hey, you just worry about Kyle Tucker going 1-for-21. Okay, Tim, Cub fan Timmy. Okay, he sucks. And if you do get to the postseason, which the Cubs won't, he won't hit then. I promise you.
Why the hate for Kyle Tucker?
He didn't. I mean, was
he didn't? He didn't leave in free agency.
He was awful the last two postseasons.
Oh, so it's not because he left you. Your scorned lover is because he was bad.
No,
in the postseason.
No, I was pissed at him during the playoffs. I mean, honestly, he didn't show his body language, and his postseasons last couple were awful, awful.
Should've
I mean, that's
that.
Very un-Astro-like.
We
show up in the postseason. Yeah,
not at home.
Well, that just happened a couple of times,
like 3 years in a row.
No, not like 3 years in a row.
It happened multiple times.
It happened against Washington in the World Series.
Happened last year.
And it happened against the Rangers.
It happened last year, too.
And
it happened last year. They lost both of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't beat Scooble.
Well, what about the other guys in game two?
It's a toss-up. You can't beat Detroit in the postseason.
No, the next team
did. That's proven.
No, they lost in the next round.
It's a fact. We lost to them.
No, the Astros couldn't, but they lost in the next round.
Yeah. That was the problem with the Astros versus the Braves for all those years. And, well, it's a great. I mean, they're the best. Look at Glavin, Maddox, and Smoltz. How are you going to beat them? Well, somebody does every year except one.
I know.
Every single year except
That's
one.
That's the frustrating thing is we just, you can't beat them and the umpires. I will admit.
Yeah.
They would bite. And if the umpire would give them an inch outside the plate, then they would try to go get 2 inches.
Yep.
And eventually they'd expand the plate, and the Astros are cooked because they didn't have good – they just didn't have plate discipline. The Astros didn't have – you know, I don't know. I always felt guilty that I loved the 98 Astros. But then once we got into the brick red uniforms, I just didn't like the Enron / Minute Maid Park Astros of that era. There was something about them that I just didn't like. I liked them, but I didn't have a love affair with that team. And I think it was primarily because they had just a bunch of guys that couldn't hit. They just didn't hit. They weren't clutch. None of that. When I see clutch players make me, like Robert Horry will have a place in my heart forever because that guy just played clutch. And then even when he wasn't a Rocket, I saw him do it with other teams. And I'm like, man, that's Big Game Bob. That's who that is. You can be great, but if you don't perform in a clutch, it's just, there's something that sours me on you a little bit and sours me on your legacy. And that's why this Astros team will forever be my favorite organization ever because no one's going to approach this in terms of clutch. Now, yes, some of the same clutch players were not clutch once it got to the next series. Like, you know, Yordan would struggle in World Series. Yordan was not a very good World Series player except for a home run, and everything else goes away. He hit the home run against Philadelphia. All those other stats, when you look at him, you're like, ooh, Yordan's not good in a World Series. But he hit a home run that helped you win a World Series. So literally the game you won the World Series, a go-ahead home run.
Well, he won that World Series maybe in Game 1 against Seattle with the home run, and when they were down, Verlander started the game. They were down 7-1 or whatever it was, and they came back, and Yordan hit the 9th inning home run to win the game, 3-run homer to win the game. I mean, goodness, you lose that game, and you quite possibly don't win that series.
How did they score in the 17 inning game against Seattle?
Pena homered.
It was a Pena homer.
Pena homered.
That was
the Pena
year, the rookie year
in the 18th inning.
God, I'll never forget, man. I was in Alabama. Alex, freshman year, and where is Tennessee, Alabama. Alabama got beat, upset by Tennessee, and we were in Tuscaloosa, although not for any game or whatever. And we were there, and I remember being in the hotel. In the hotel, there was a little area where we were watching, me and Nicole were watching a game, just grinding on the game, and everyone else was watching. Yeah. Well, there really wasn't anyone in there. It was like four people in there, and then there started to be more, and all they cared about was
college football.
Yeah, but we had that one, we were able to get one TV with Astros, and I'm going back and forth watching both of them sweating the Astros, and you realized, oh my God, it was like a soccer match. As soon as somebody got a man on second base, you realize this game could be over.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like in a seventh inning. And you realize if somebody gets on second base, this could be over. Because if one team scores, no, the other team is done. They're cooked. There's not runs coming. What a stressful game that was. Inning in and inning out. And one of the great performances in bullpen history. Maybe the greatest performance in bullpen history. Even Ryan Stanek pitched that game.
Well, that was the greatest bullpen. That run, yes, that they went out in 22 was the greatest bullpen.
Nobody could. Well, yeah, but that game was a microcosm of it.
Yeah,
you couldn't score on the Astros bullpen. Yep. No matter who came in, they were money.
Yep.
And you know who put that bullpen together? James Click.
He sure did.
Shout out your boy.
Shout out.
Holler at your boy. We were fine with James Click leaving. Like, eh. Mm. James Click can leave. I don't care. And
well,
ooh, gross.
Time to bring. Let's get okay. All right, Keith, this is the last Ravens call ever, okay?
If you ever? Want,
ever. I mean, what do we, what, why? Why are we talking about Ravens here?
Because that's Keith's squad.
Well, I know it's Keith's squad. Keith, call a Baltimore station. We don't care about the Ravens, Keith. We just don't care. Keith, we don't care about the Ravens.
Can you hear me? Am I on?
Yes.
DeAndre Hopkins to the Ravens, 16 catches away from 1,000, 83 career touchdowns, a Bill O'Brien disciple, big touchdown in the Super Bowl, plus a two-point conversion. He had a bad drop, but he's on the Ravens. Put the league on notice. Let's go.
Beat it.
He had his whole script ready.
Oh, I know he had a script.
He's not going to listen to what you had to say. He had a script ready to go.
That's the last time. If it ever DeAndre says Raven, Keith and Ravens up there, he'd never. Keith, just know we're not going to.
Well, he needs to pull a Gilbert.
Yeah, you need to fool
Carl,
us.
My brother
and
Carl,
you know what? Gilbert outsmarts us all the time.
Constantly.
Yeah. And
we,
so
we bring him steaks.
But if it says Ravens up there, we don't care, Keith. We don't care.
I bet if we brought him, so we're supposed to get Trill Burger coming and Trill Tenders.
Are they
Bun
coming
is
too?
Bun is going to hook us up.
Trill
well, I don't know. I don't know if they're doing both or not, but if they brought enough, maybe we bring it to Gilbert. Maybe we bring one to Gilbert, but he also will be like, I already know he's going to say, I didn't. I didn't want this.
Yeah, right.
Where's the steak? Like he will tell you.
I didn't
want this.
Yeah.
I didn't ask for this. Where's the steak? I didn't want this.
That is
I don't like cheese anyway.
That is pretty true. Well, that's pretty true.
You know, he will just tell you. He is the epitome of looking a gift horse in the mouth.
We brought him $1,000. What's this?
He said,
Gilbert, it's over $1,000. No, it's not. Gilbert, you want to count it? There's over $1,000. Look at this hat. Who brought this hat? Oh, thanks, Gilbert. People gave him $1,000, and he said, look at this hat.
What's he going to do with $1,000?
Oh.
Buy hats?
He keeps, what does he call himself,
buy steaks?
Though? I'm not saying.
What does he call himself?
Don't say it.
I'm not, you can't bait me into saying
a poor person.
Yeah, he does say
that. What's he going to do with $1,000 in cash? What's he going to use it on?
Where's he going with money too?
Where's he going with $1,000?
That's actually a really good question. Now, nothing.
Nowhere.
Now, nothing.
No.
Because he can't even DoorDash anything to himself. That's all credit cards.
Yeah.
Like even you, Lance,
yeah,
as a fully functional adult, you had $1,000 in cash. Wouldn't you just put in the bank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably won't, like, probably, yeah. Because,
and does Gilbert
I guess I could use it, but I just always... I've gotten to where I now like just. Beep.
Oh, not me!
Yeah.
I'm a cash guy.
Beep.
I love.
And
cash.
Does Gilbert have a bank account, or is he just going to keep $1,000 sitting?
I just
on
think
this,
he has $1,000
on the counter.
What are you going to do? One of those nurses are going to snatch it up.
Cash is so much better. You don't see that bank account decrease. Cash is the way to go. Cash.
What?
Yeah. Cash is the only way to go.
You can take out cash and see a receipt on your bank account.
Yeah, but it just feels like different. It just feels different.
Okay. You're deluding yourself. It's the same thing.
You go to the poker house. You need cash.
I like
you play golf. You got to pay off your buddies. You pay,
I don't do any of that.
I need to remind
you
what Greg Bingham once told you. Where's all that cash been?
Cash is king.
Where's all that cash been?
Where's it been?
It's all You're dirty. Sticking it all over your hands, and then it's in your face.
Well, no, I don't. Yeah. I don't. What? I don't touch all my money and then wipe my face with it.
You
okay?
But you eat food. You don't wash your hands after you touch.
Yeah,
money.
I do. I wash
every
my
time
hands.
You touch money. You wash your hands.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
You got choo choo all over your hands. All over your hands.
Good. All right, time
you
for.
You sure you want to see all of it?
You got strange choo choo all over your hands.
You held a dollar bill in your head.
Choo-choo all over.
All the faces of everyone who's ever touched it flash through your head.
He wouldn't like it very
you
much.
You would tap. Everything would be a tap. You'd never go money again.
If that's the technology.
I would love to see where that money goes.
You just say at the golf course, Venmo me. I don't want cash.
If the
Venmo
technology
me.
Gets never. To a point where.
Never. Give me cash.
Every time you touch a dollar, the fingerprints of the person you touch, you get an image of them. Then who also touched that dollar?
No.
It'd be over.
I like people, though.
That's black
hair. I like people. No. I'm a man of the people. You not so much.
You won't like
Bitcoin?
It.
No. Yeah, no, I don't.
You can't like Bitcoin because if you like the dollar,
no,
you
like,
can't like the concept.
I like hold my money.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't wait for the day where it's old. Choo choo and people's faces he gets to see.
I love that.
You know, pennies are done, right?
Love that. Yeah.
And next they're coming after nickels and dimes.
Well, who needs them? I mean, well, just round up.
Quarters are fine.
Yeah. Quarters will be there for a while because you could stick them in the. There's still parking meters to take quarters in LA. I got to do it. I got a ticket.
Laundry.
I got an $80 ticket for not putting a freaking quarter in. It was
the laundromat LA too. Blows. They still take quarters.
L.A. blows.
Yeah, you
time
can't
for
just
you.
Run
okay.
all your stop can signs you, over there.
Can you pay John Daspin in cash? So, in cash?
Oh yeah, yeah. He'll take. Well, I assume. I don't know. I've never thought about it. Well, you don't pay him. You don't pay him. It's the people. The insurance company's going to pay him. You're not even going to have to worry about it. You're not going to pay him a penny. John Daspin doesn't get paid if he doesn't win for you, but he also doesn't lose. So, yeah, I mean, he works off of a fee. A contingency is if you win, and you're going to win. And John Daspin's going to get you a big payout. And that's what he's going to do. Because if you've been hurt, if you've been injured, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. A lot of times, people are afraid to go to the hospital. Some people just don't like to do it. You need to go. You need to make sure everything's okay. Some people won't go because they don't have insurance. They don't have good insurance. It costs too much. John Daspin will make sure you can get there. Even if you don't have insurance, he'll make sure you get there, and they will get the cost taken care of through insurance. You don't have to worry about it. He wants to make sure you're okay. He wants to make sure if there's something broken, it needs to be fixed. If you need to have, an MRI, if you need to have a CAT scan, if you need to have physical therapy that lasts long term, these are all things that John Daspin and his law firm take into account. You will get compensated for that. You will get compensated for any time missed from work that you have, short term or long term. And then your pain and suffering is going to be properly accounted for. And there are some big, big payouts for that because there are people who are unfortunately badly injured due to someone else's negligence. So make sure that you have John Daspin on your side. Maybe you're fine right now, but I want you to just remember this number in case something ever happens. 713-CALL-NOW. It's easy. 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspinLaw.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Chris has a draft question. Let's get him in here. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning, guys. Quick question. I completely agree with you guys' assessment of offensive line, defensive line, quarterback in the draft. I wanted to see if we go O-line in the first round, which I hope we do, and in the second round we go D-line, is there a way that we could use Laramie third-round draft pick to trade back into the second round if somebody like one of the two Texas receivers is still on the board or the kid Tez Johnson, I think, from Oregon? Just thinking about, like, maybe a comp for Tank Dell that we might want to go after, and then we could have
they don't want
O-line, D-line, and
receivers. This guy's even smaller than Tank Dell, Chris. He's 154 pounds. He's smaller than Tank Dell. I promise you they're not trying to find another small receiver. Tank was special because he can separate and get open. He's super competitive, has great feet, all that stuff. But he's injured a lot. I don't think they're trying to find another Tank Dell. I think if they had a if they had a choice, they'd get somebody who's 190 pounds who plays a slot. But yeah, I do think they could trade. They could use one of the thirds to trade back, or the third to trade back into the second. Yeah, they could do that. They could do that. But you gotta, and you know what? You might want to make this draft a five-player draft. You may want to take your draft picks that you have and say, we're going to try to get five players on the roster out of this. We're going to try to find one starter, two future starters, and two depth. That's probably a good way to look at that. And if you need to maneuver your – now, Nick's not afraid to trade up. That's one thing we've seen in – and he's not afraid to trade up really anywhere, but he's not afraid to trade up in rounds two, three, four, five, all that stuff.
Is Mechie the replacement for Tank?
Well, maybe this year, but not full time. No, I don't think he's got.
Well, let's see what kind of year he is.
He can't get away from people. He can't separate. No. So, I think one on one coverage. I think he's fine. He's not bad. He's just okay. I think he's a backup. He'll catch what's thrown and all that stuff. But
you didn't have a big grade on him coming up.
I had like a third round grade on him because he's a good pro receiver, but he runs good routes, but he's just not a big separator. He didn't have a lot of separation burst. And the same thing showing up, I think, with the Texans. He's turned into about what I thought, but it was tough because he had leukemia, cancer. What did he have?
Cancer, yeah.
Well, I don't know if there's a name, a certain type, but I mean, that knocked him out for a whole year. So I kind of put it on a curve, but he's fine. He won't get a second contract. This will probably be it for him this year. Oh, his contract's over this year, but we'll see. We'll see. I'd like to find somebody better than him. And there's guys in the draft. There's always guys in the third, fourth, fifth round. There's always players in those rounds. If you look at, I love going to drafthistory.com. That's where you can go find. You just get a good sense of the draft in there. And I'll give you an example. I'll just pull it at random. In 2023, Josh Downs was the third rounder for the – now, Tank was a second round. No, Tank was an early third, right?
Tank was third.
Yeah, Tank went before. Wait.
Josh Downs is a little guy, and he's doing okay.
Yeah, Josh is – he's a little bigger, but he's only 170.
Yeah.
Wait, where did Tank – get drafted? Oh, it's Nathaniel Dell. Okay, that's why I'm getting tricked. Third round. Did you remember that's his name, Nathaniel Dell? Yeah. And then so third round, those two guys are in the third round. You've got Dontavius Wicks, who's actually been a performer, although he's got a lot of drops. I don't think they're happy with him. Puka Nacua, we know, is a fifth rounder. That's kind of crazy. Andre Isevich.
Oh yeah,
Isevich. You know,
Bengals.
Yeah. He's a good little.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Now he's big. He was a decathlete. Like he's a really good player. The year before that, in 2022, once we get into the third round, let's see. I'll find Danny Gray, but he's been hurt with the 49ers. Romeo Dobbs was a fourth rounder. Khalil Shakir, fifth rounder. Jalen Naylor. A good player for the Vikings. That's another one. He's a top three player. That's sixth rounder. Like you can find guys if you know how to. There's not a ton of them, but a lot of times fourth, fifth, and sixth is where you can find future star. Amon-Ra St. Brown was a fourth rounder in 2021.
That's what a pick.
I know.
What a pick. Man, oh man.
And what he is super competitive. I remember thinking, yeah, that's about where he should go.
Devontae Smith's a smaller guy. He's doing just fine.
Yeah, but I don't think you target little guys. The history's against you. You'd rather have a good
Khalil
guy.
Is a little guy. Josh Downs is a little guy.
Khalil's well put together.
Yeah, but
it's not short. I mean, you just want to have some muscle on you, some muscle mass. Tank doesn't. Tank is very scrawny.
Yeah.
You want some guys with some muscle mass. Khalil Shakir is well built. He's squattier, But he's well built. Christian Kirk is squatty.
Yeah, but Devontae Smith is not a muscle guy. He's a skinny guy.
No, but Devontae Smith is a Heisman Trophy winner. Yeah. Had one of the best receiving.
Tank should have been, but he wasn't. Led the country in receptions and yards. Okay.
Did he really?
Yeah. Yeah.
The Clayton Tune year, he led it in receptions and yards.
And the American.
What?
Not the country.
Yeah, the country.
No, I mean he played in the American.
No, the country.
Yeah, he did? I'm sure he led the country, but he did it in the American Conference.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
I don't know. I didn't realize he. I'll go to his college
stats. It's like Cam Smith hitting spring training pitching.
Yeah, he's 155. Listed at 155. I think he actually weighed more. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
He led,
109 catches, 1,398 yards.
Yeah, and touchdowns. He was a Triple Crown
17.
Winner?
17, yeah.
He won the Triple Crown, and we never talked about it.
And did he win a Heisman?
That's
no.
That's why you had to get out of the American. No one even knows.
Level competition.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Oh, because he was dominating the NFL till he.
Well, if he played in the SEC, maybe he wouldn't.
Till they took his knee off.
If he played in the SEC, maybe he wouldn't have made it.
Actually, he
wasn't
dominating last year.
No.
No.
Not even close.
Stephon Diggs was taking his targets.
I think he had 2 touchdowns receiving.
Well,
the year before, he was really good before he got hurt.
Yeah.
This year, he wasn't as good before he got hurt.
Well, he actually led the country 2 years in a row. 90 receptions, 13,
29. Well, the first year he led the conference. If it's in italics, he led the country. So he led the conference in the big 3 stats both years, and he led the for 2 years, 21 and 22, and then he led the country in the country. Oh, you know what? He didn't lead in catches. Only yards and touchdowns.
Yards and touchdowns.
But he had 109 catches. He had 199 catches in 2 years.
How's that?
Although the first year,
why couldn't he get him one more?
2020 Dana Terrible. Was here in 2020, right?
Who?
Dana was here in 2020, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Was he did he bring Tank in?
He did.
Yeah, where did Tank come from? He came from somewhere. He
came from Daytona Beach. Florida.
No. I think he came from another college, didn't he?
Well, I don't have any college stats anywhere.
No, he
came. Besides Houston. I don't think he played anywhere else besides the Cougs.
I thought he did.
Unless it was a JC, because there are no college stats anywhere other than Houston.
No, he's got no other stats. The only place he played in college was Houston.
Hold on, boys. I don't think you're right.
He played at a community.
Yeah, I think he may have been a JUCO guy.
He was a JUCO guy. He initially signed with
Alabama A&M. He played college football at Alabama.
They just don't have his stats. He played 4 games.
He was at A&M and Alabama.
Alabama A&M. He came over from another school.
Then he went to Last Chance U, Independence Community College.
Oh, did he?
Yes, and then
Jason
Brown school. I don't know if Jason Brown was there, but Jason Brown school, Independence, wasn't
it? Yeah, what?
No, he was. I think he was there with
2019.
Jason Brown. Yeah, he might have been there with them.
Well, I didn't see him on the show, because he would have been on the show for sure. He would have definitely been on the show. 847 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. That was our Tank Dell segment right here on ESPN 97.5.
And find a wide receiver segment.
And but I want, if you want to find a window, I got the place. The Houston's leading window and door company. Okay. When it comes to upgrading your home, your windows and your doors, there's no more reliable company, a home improvement company, okay? That's not me saying that. That's a Better Business Bureau saying that. They won the Pinnacle Award for Home Improvement. That's a pretty big category, and it's a tough category because there are a lot of them out there, and when you win the Pinnacle Award, it means you're the best, okay? They offer a plethora high-quality home upgrades, ensuring that their customers benefit from a professional and positive home improvement experience. Listen, there are a lot of companies out there that aren't going to do the job, aren't going to stand behind their work, are going to have inferior products, are not going to do what they say that they're going to do. That ain't Gulf Coast Windows. Gulf Coast Windows and Siding is going to take care of your whatever your need is. When you go see their doors, their windows, their side, everything that they have, you're going to say, wow, this is incredible. Installation is incredible. The warranties are incredible. The product is incredible. So you're looking for the best way to get those windows and siding, window and doors to your home All you need is one company. GulfCoastWindows.com, GulfCoastWindows.com, 713-849-5454. Tell Jim Fiume you heard it here.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I was thinking about Sam Darnold. I don't know why I was thinking about Sam Darnold yesterday. Sam Darnold had himself a...
No race to put the headphones on. What, are you excited?
No.
Sam Darnold talking?
I was going to ask about John's crush on Sam Darnold, but...
Do you have a crush on Sam Darnold? I'm thinking... Listen, I really liked Sam Darnold coming out. You liked Sam Darnold coming out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? He was a really good college quarterback.
Only played 2 years, though.
Two-year guys do not do well
in college, usually. I mean, pros.
Well, then Arch isn't going to do it.
But, you know, Joe Burrow was a two-year guy. He did well. Joe Burrow kind of breaks the mold.
Basically.
Well, no, he only played 2 years, all at LSU.
Yeah, that's true. But all of the weapons that he had with the Vikings and the coach that he had with the Vikings... I mean, he's going to Seattle now. He got no wide receivers. They got rid of him.
I think Addison is good, not great. I mean, he has Justin Jefferson. But DeAndre, and you think about it, D-Hop in his prime was there for Deshaun Watson. Maybe made Watson look better than he actually was.
Maybe, yeah.
Because it's easy to throw to a guy.
He won all the 50-50 balls.
Matt Stafford would throw to nobody but Megatron whenever he was in. I mean, to his own detriment, he didn't really see the field because you get so in love with those guys. Dante Culpepper couldn't do anything other than with the Vikings when he had Chris Carter and Randy Moss.
And look at what he's going to now. Look what Darnold's going to now. They don't have any wide receivers left. It's Smith and Jigba. That's it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not good.
It's not good. And
Matthew Golden. Who will be their new wide receiver?
Yeah. You know, you would hope.
He'll probably be on my next mock there. Yeah.
But, I mean, I just think they're setting him. He's just set up for failure here. He's getting $40 million. God bless. Mm-hmm. God bless. He's going to make himself $40 million there. But I don't see. I mean, this is almost the same situation that he had with the Jets.
It's not good. This is about you go where they want you. There was only a certain amount of teams that wanted Sam Darnold. I would say he was really hurt his last two games. His last two games, Detroit wrecked him in the final game of the season, and then he was obliterated in the postseason.
It was bad.
It was such a good season for him. Realistically, he was comeback player of the year, in my opinion. I mean, it would have been a great story. It was a great story, but then it ended on a sour note, and all it did was take people and they said, you know what? Maybe we need to trust our instincts. Because my instincts were always, it's a great year. I wouldn't want to. You can sign him to a 3-year, you know, $30 million deal if you want. I wouldn't want to. You can give him $100 million for 3 years. I wouldn't want to. Like, I felt that way about Sam the whole year, but you can't really, you have to keep an open mind until the end, but by the time, it really just allowed people to say, okay, yeah, we can't trust Sam Darnold. And now the Seahawks decided they're going to trust him, and you're right, it's probably going to turn into average football.
Yep. No.
And I would say the Seahawks are set up to be maybe the worst team in the AFC West.
I think so, too. Yeah.
NFC West, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't.
Rams better. 49ers, I think, will be better this year. They should be. And then you have, we'll see in the Cardinals. You never know with the Cardinals.
So, quarterbacks going to new places. Is Daniel Jones got any chance to turn it around?
No, not really. I mean, Daniel Jones' best football is going to be if they use him. If they use him to run. You know, they wanted to incorporate an offense, and Shane Steichen was late to get to it. where it's a run-heavy quarterback offense. But Richardson doesn't love to run. He gets hurt a lot. For being a big guy, he's not a sturdy guy. Hurt a lot. Daniel Jones is best. Some of the best stuff we've seen is when he takes off and run. Yeah. You know what I would do? I'd turn Daniel Jones into Justin Fields. I'm running him all the time. I don't care.
Can Shane Steichen turn his career? You know what? This might be a possibility for him to turn his career around.
I don't think so.
Sometimes guys go to a new place. Sam Darnold, for example. Did you think Sam Darnold was going to do what he did last year in Minnesota?
I thought highly of Sam Darnold coming out of college. I did not. Daniel Jones, to me, was an all-day second-round pick. Had a lot of limitations. Didn't have much juice on the field.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if he didn't have a reason.
I think that whole staff is dead man walking over there in Indianapolis.
We'll see.
You can't win with Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson.
I don't know.
Not playoffs. They got to win playoffs to keep their jobs over there. They can't.
Well, if they make the playoffs, it will help them.
No. If they make the playoffs, I think they're okay.
Yeah.
You think they can make the playoffs with Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones?
I think in a weak division.
It's the most unlikely quarterback duo to make a playoffs.
I don't think it's going to be a duo. I think it's going to be Daniel Jones.
It's a weak division.
I don't think it's going to be a duo. It's going to be Daniel Jones.
You think so?
Yes. Yes. Anthony Richardson is terrible. He's awful.
Yeah, he really can't pass at all.
No, you know what? You put in some running packages for him. You absolutely put him in goal situation.
But Daniel Jones is actually faster, and Daniel Jones is actually a more elusive runner.
Yeah.
Than Richardson. Richardson's more of a power runner.
You put him in a tush-push kind of situation.
I'm just running straight option.
Yeah.
I'll go straight college football, and I'll run both quarterbacks in. You know what? Anthony taps out anyway.
Yeah.
Jones, get in there.
He gets tired. Just put him in.
Just get in there.
Inside the 5-yard line.
Wishbone.
Put Anthony Richardson in there. Run the wishbone. That's fine.
Run a wishbone.
I think Daniel Jones has a chance to have a rejuvenation.
Run triple.
You know who else has a chance to have a rejuvenation?
You really do think he has?
Yes.
See, he only had his rejuvenation was only 1 year.
Yeah, but.
He didn't even. Can you rejuvenate? He was barely rejuvenated.
He was. Well, yeah, you know, I don't know, maybe he was gruntled, or maybe he's going to be gruntled as opposed to disgruntled.
Yeah. If he can be juvenated and gruntled,
yes,
that will be a good thing
absolutely
for that team. I just don't know if he can be juvenated.
Well, actually,
it would be rejuvenated, but you have to,
Was he ever rejuvenated to begin with?
I would say... That was the outlier of all outliers for Brian Daboll and Daniel Jones and the Giants. What an outlier year that was.
Yep. Well, I do. I think that there's a chance that he could. It actually might be one of those redemption stories, just like Sam Darnold was this year.
Mayfield.
And you know who else?
Baker Mayfield. Baker, the year
Baker Mayfield as well. And you know who else?
Well, I will say.
Josh Baker. Rosen next?
No.
18 draft?
Aaron Rodgers.
Baker Mayfield had Chris Godwin and Mike Evans throw the ball to. Sam Darnold had Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
Who's Daniel
managers.
Jones throwing the ball to?
Oh, they got some good receivers. They're fine.
Well, they're game managers, though. Josh Downs, yeah. Pierce.
We're talking about Pro Bowlers and Hall of Famers.
Yeah, but
these are solid receivers.
They're not like Seattle. Those guys aren't elevating Daniel Jones.
I think they're solid.
I think Josh Downs.
Pierce, Downs, and
they're a bunch
A.D.
of good
Mitchell,
wide
aren't Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Justin Jefferson.
No, they're not those guys. But you also have a better running game. You have a better offensive line. I mean,
Daniel Jones, I'm making your point.
I don't think Daniel Jones was
He
good
had
enough.
Saquon Barkley.
No, not
Daniel
Baker,
Jones
not
did
Baker
have
Mayfield.
Daniel Jones had Saquon Barkley as a. You're talking about better running games.
But he had a bad offensive line, and Saquon was hurt.
And what receivers did he have there?
They're comparable to what he's going to
throw to. They're better in
Michael
Indy.
Pittman is a legit what? Yeah. Number two.
He had Neighbors. Neighbors. Slayton ain't comparable to what he's throwing to.
He didn't have Neighbors. He was out.
What? Oh, yeah. Neighbors was the rookie.
Yeah, he was out.
He's not going to be any better than Gardner Minshew, which means they'll probably.
Alec Pierce averaged 20
Gardner Minshew almost got him to the postseason. He was one swing pass away.
Yeah.
That's because the Jags crapped all over themselves at home and then the Texans won.
Well, but it's true, though. They had the amount of
wins. They had a chance
to
win 10 games.
They had the amount of wins that they
had. Daniel Jones isn't a better quarterback than Gardner Minshew, also. That's another thing.
Maybe you're right.
I know you guys don't watch a lot of Giants football because why would you? But he is terrible.
Daniel Jones is awful. He's bad, but remember that one year?
Yeah. Yes, I remember.
How do you explain 22?
How do you explain the rest of his career?
All right, I'm just saying.
Bad luck.
I'm just saying.
Maybe the sun was in
his
eyes.
I put it out there. Okay. I put it out there. Okay. I can go out on a limb.
John's speaking truth to power. What are you doing?
Power. Yeah, nothing. Who's That's all power? You do is poo-poo everything.
Because what you're saying is poo-poo.
No.
I would use a different word, but I can't.
Boo-boo?
No.
Oh, well, speaking of boo-boo and poo-poo, Billy Brown. Let's talk about making the Brown go down. Okay. That's what I want to talk about right now. Do you think that they're going to flush Daniel Jones down the toilet? You know how that'll clog up a toilet, though? If you try to flush Daniel Jones down,
you mean a whole human being? Yes, yes. I imagine the toilet wouldn't be able to
survive.
How
about if you know what that airline that had to return to Chicago? They had 11 clogged toilets on this airplane. If they had Billy Brown on that airplane, guess what? They would have been able to fly to Delhi, but they couldn't because Billy Brown wasn't on the plane.
Maybe if Billy's workers were on the plane.
No, Billy was a plumber. Billy's a plumber. Billy's been a plumber.
Was Billy going to get in there?
Billy's been doing this for years and years and years.
Toilets. Billy can't do all that.
Yeah, he can. It was 11 that were stuffed. One was working. Billy would have had all 11, all of them working.
He's busy.
No. Okay. You're right. He's busy. He's busy fixing toilets.
Billy won't do, or any of his workers won't do. Like, that's why you can't do this stuff.
No, I can't.
That's why, well, you, ustedes.
No, I couldn't.
You guys can't do it. Me either. I'm like, you need to go in there at the plunger, Lance.
With a snake
yeah,
and put it down there.
I don't have a snake. I've got aqueduct plumbing company.
That's right.
That's my snake.
If you have any issues whatsoever plumbing-wise, I mean, on a plane, it's going to be tougher. But in your house, yes. Your apartment, yes. If you need a plumber, there's one way to go. 281-488-6238 or aqueductplumbingcompany.com.